Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. Is getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hey, what the fuck is crack-a-lack and Shaggy Too Dope and a motherfucking
And I'm the Duke Violent J, and we are the Insane Clown Posse.
Insane Clown Posse.
Check you out on the Bootleg Kev Podcast.
Bootleg Kev Podcast, man. We got a special guest. Previous on the show, we had Violent J, and now we have Shaggy Too Dope, and together, they are the Insane Clown Posse.
What up, though? Yeah!
Together!
Hey! Hey! All right.
You guys got a big weekend coming up? Is that what's going on? Like,
what's going on? Yeah.
Juggalo weekend, man.
Austin at the Alamo.
Yes, Alamo? We're actually playing the Alamo. In the basement.
Oh.
It's actually
The Boeing Performance Arts Center. Is that what it's called? Performance Arts Center, yes, some shit like that. Boeing Center. I don't know if it's performing arts, but it's definitely
some,
Boeing.
We got some dope names. We got fucking Lazy Bone coming in.
Shout out to Lazy Bone.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to Lazy Bone. We got
Chris Calico.
Chris Calico coming in.
Great guy.
We got who the fuck else we got? Catmount Kings coming in.
The Remnants. Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say, I just saw a post with them, and I didn't realize the concoction that made up them
anymore. It's just like, all of them have had affiliation at one point.
Right.
You know,
but I think of like Daddy X, D-Lo, Johnny Richter.
D-Lo has been there from the get.
He's the only guy who's the true Cottonmouth.
Yes.
That's right.
It's D-Lo. But in the group now.
But the other guys have been like, you know, on the outskirts sort of thing.
Yeah. Affiliates.
Affiliates. Now they are.
I'm happy they're out.
But are they doing the other guys' verses?
Don't know.
I don't know.
Probably. I mean,
that's a good question.
You gotta do like at least a half a song.
I guess you
there.
Guys are gonna see.
Yeah, there you go.
You're gonna see for yourself.
No, they played at the Gather.
Did you watch their set though?
No.
See? Like, we'll see.
But I do know this, you know. One time we only had two of them at the Gathering, and it was Johnny Richter and D-Lo.
Right? They had their own thing, right?
And I rode up on
it. That's right, yeah. What are the
King Spade?
That's right. Yep. And I rode up on it on the golf course in the middle of the night. That stage was way on the other side of the Gathering. I rode up on it, and it was lit.
Fuck wow. Yeah.
And they were singing dope. They were doing their hits.
Mm-hmm.
And it was dope. I was like, damn, these guys are killing it. You know, just them two. That was cool. You know what I'm saying? So with what D-Luke's got going right now, they'll probably be all right.
I think it's cool, man. You know what I'm saying? He's still out there getting it, you know?
Yeah. For sure. You guys,
it's better than being up there with three dudes that never had nothing to do nothing with the Cottonmouth Kings.
Just other dudes, yeah.
Or just you up there claiming to be the Cottonmouth Kings.
Yeah, because then you're, yeah.
But it's one motherfucker, you know?
That makes sense. I just had Yellow Wolf on earlier today, and we were talking about his experiences at the gathering. He said each year, he's like, it's almost, the more they fuck with you, the more shit they throw on stage. He said this last year he did it, he was getting hit. Somebody in the crowd had like a little plastic BB gun.
Oh, shit.
Oh, those were those Orbi guns. Yeah, those motherfuckers.
Like, I was fucking performing and I felt my skin tingling. I looked down and he's like, I'm getting shot.
Let me tell you something, man. Fucking Yellow Wolf is a straight G when it comes to the gathering.
Yeah.
This motherfucker pulls up in his own pickup truck driving that bitch right behind stage.
Yeah.
Gets up there, handles his business, gets in his pickup truck and peels the fuck out.
And kills it.
Straight G shit, dog. Yeah, man. Murders it in the middle.
Wow. How many years is it for the gathering at this point?
Is this 26 one?
I don't know. No? I seen Yellow Wolf
24th
on stage rapping, and somebody threw a fucking full ass big gulp. That motherfucker caught it and took a drink. You know what I mean? and the place exploded. You know what I'm saying? And I thought, that's how you fucking kill it. You know what I mean? That's how you react.
You guys have a very, like, the fans, like, will fucking let you know how they feel, like, about, I mean.
They love it.
You know what I'm saying?
A lot of times it depends upon how you act, though.
True. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're up there thinking that you're too big, that you're higher than that. You're building up,
you're throwing no shit at me.
They're going to throw shit at you.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Or you know.
They want you to know where you're at.
Like we always say, right, like, if it's, like, wherever it's at now, yo, what's up, Columbus? And we're going to have that. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's...
It's the gathering. Right. They came from everywhere.
From all over the fucking place.
They're like talking about Columbus like that's just a regular show.
Or the worst I've ever seen. The fuck is this family? What the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? That don't get over well.
Yeah, you're going to get... You might get a fucking bottle rocket shot at your ass.
Say it again?
At your literal ass.
Yeah, a bottle
Did I tell you the story about what happened with Method Man? Did we talk about that last time?
I think we did, yeah.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. People get up there and they love them, but as long as you're aware of where you're at and you address
it,
they
still
like
turned
that,
it out though. It just took them a second because they said like, "What's up?" Wherever the fuck the city went by, as opposed to gathering.
What's up, gathering? Yeah.
But they ended up fucking turning that shit out anyhow. But for sure, he was hot as fuck because he had a busted open cheek or whatever it was.
I can imagine. Would you guys like? What's the end game for ICP? Is there like a final hurrah album? Like, because everything's playing with you guys, the Joker cards and just the way you guys, everything's so melodic. Do you guys already have that like final?
Yeah,
project in the future already planned out. Like
I'll tell you right now, it's laid out just like this. You know. From the beginning of ICP, from the very first beginnings, there was the number 17 was always coming up in the lyrics. You know what I'm saying? We never really knew why. Juggalos just knew that was our number, 17 or whatever, right? So we got first six Joker cards, you know? That was our first six albums. We called them Joker cards. Then we do the second deck. We've already released five, and our next album will be the sixth card of the second deck, you know what I mean? So, then we're gonna do the third deck, but it's only gonna be five because that would be 666, and that's not gonna be our legacy. So 665 is now another thing that's Juggalo that we yell 665, and when you add it together, 17.
Yeah,
and that's it.
And it just fell in place like that.
By the way, the first six cards, the story is meant for you to see yourself in six different ways. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with the second deck, right? And then the end of the first deck, by the way, is heaven and hell, basically. Shangri-La and Hell's Pit. The end of the second deck is what we're about to see. But the end of the third deck, there is no end. There is no sixth card because by then...
That's about to round us, right? That's about to round us about to like 90 years old. You know what I mean? Hopefully by that point, you could be 90 and still be up there rapping like the Rolling Stones do,
You guys will always be able to tour.
No, not tour.
What do you mean not tour?
No.
We'll always be doing shows.
Fly in and fly out.
Yeah, I mean, fuck getting in the bus.
Yeah, man, you can't
unless we're doing something we want to do that's like a personal passion or something. For sure.
You can't be in your 60s and 70s traveling in a bus doing five shows a week. That shit don't work. You know what I'm saying?
How much makeup do you guys go through in like a year?
money wise?
I never even kept track.
I'll tell you something funny.
I wear I got it on so fucking much.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's a lot. It's like, it's.
I'll tell you something funny, man. The makeup where we got it. This is what's funny. They went out of business years ago.
Oh, the makeup company?
Yep.
Yeah.
And they let us know because we was always getting makeup. And we bought a gang and a gang and a gang.
Because you knew they were going out of business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we got it. And we got this treasure trove of makeup.
You guys have got the makeup stash.
That's right.
Hoarding all the makeup.
That's right.
So, you know, but it's getting old. And the black makeup's a son of a bitch.
Yeah. But yeah, actually, I heard they'll turn the machines back on for us to produce some
when
more. We got our tactics, man.
Yeah.
Yo, the guy who painted the face paint, but he got it tattooed. He went viral a few years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does he get free tickets? Like, or does he like?
Just free tickets to these nuts.
I just wonder if like that guy is like, yo, man, you're good. I know you guys got fans with crazy.
No, because no, he's like, fuck shit. You ruined my life.
Now he's like, fuck you. I wish I never did it. Well, now you did it, right. Ninja.
Now he's like in his mid-30s and can't get a fucking job.
Now I fucking hate them, man. I wish I never did it.
They ruined my life. You ruined your life, you fucking moron.
For you, Ninja.
Right. And now it's all like gray. Cause you know,
I always say that.
Picture the laser remover on your
face. Yeah, I always say that. I'm like, they're fucking...
Dissing us for it.
They're like juggalos in wild places right now. Like, that people don't even realize. But, you know, there's a hatchet band on the calf. Muscle,
yeah,
know.
For this fucking man, everywhere, man.
Oh man, people wouldn't even believe. That's the cool thing about being old, man. Is in the game for a long time. You know what I'm saying? Is you never believe where people end up in life,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
cops or fucking something even higher up or whatever. You know what I mean? Doctors and shit. You know what I mean?
Fucking secret forces in the army and shit, like using. Our shit's like on their helicopters. Oh, it's crazy shit.
Man, did you ever see the video? The whole fucking troop marching to one of our songs, and it's legit. The drill sergeant's like, "My axe is my body," and they're all, the whole troop's like doing it. So dope, dog.
That was a horrible version, but we get it.
It's for real. The drill sergeant was a juggalo. Had the whole fucking thing doing it. Have you seen it? Yes, it exists, right? Yes.
Can I
get you to pull the mic closer a little bit?
Say it again. I see you
got talking in your mic.
Oh.
Just pull it closer.
Okay, my bad.
Just throw it over there. Fuck it.
Just toss it around. Dude, you've been doing a lot of wrestling stuff.
Fuck yeah, man. I just got back from Japan. Yeah.
So what do you, like, are you fucking taking bumps and shit?
Brother, let me tell you something. All right? Just let me lay it out for you. The Budokan Hall. All right, I've been reading about that fucking building since I was probably 13 years old in Pro Wrestling Illustrated magazine, all right? Because they would have arena reports. And I've been reading the Budokan Hall, my whole life, thinking one day I'm going to be wrestling at the Budokan Hall. You know what I'm saying? I actually found the opportunity thanks to fucking Madman Pondo. Shout out to Madman Pondo. And I was like, I'm going... But I ain't scrubbing with you guys, you know, because I don't know how they fly over there. I had to go over there in style, you know what I'm saying? Because wrestlers rough it up, you know what I mean?
And they get together. Yeah, they paid shit.
Right. So I went over there, and all three events were in one venue, you know what I'm saying? And I had a nice-ass hotel overlooking the whole city right there, and there's like three or four restaurants in the hotel. They do it big in Tokyo, you know what I mean? So I stayed in my hotel, and every day I'd get up and go to do, or I'd get up, get gym? Breakfast or whatever.
Oh. I'd go to the gym.
Anyway, the first show, I just managed, you know.
Right.
I came out, I'm at the Budokan Hall. I managed a guy, you know. Second show, it was a straight tag team. I'm like, fuck it, I'm doing this, you know what I mean? I wrestled the match, you know. And I'm working with a guy that don't even speak English. I was just telling Joey on the way over here. You know how they did it? They had like a machine where he would say something in Japanese and then hand it to me and it would speak it in English, what he said. And I would say something in English and hand it back and it would say it in Japanese. You know what I mean? So we could have some understanding of what we were going to do in the ring, you know? And we got out there and did it and everything. And I went to give him a backflip on the outside, you know what I mean? Which is simple. Like, he was like, I'm going to look like I'm going to pile drive you, and then you give me a backflip, right? I fucking went to do it. It was like, I ain't get the strength I used to have, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, oh, shit. Oh, you know, but I got together and I went to the, he sandbagged me. Like, he did, though. He could have jumped, motherfucker. I didn't have a stick.
He thought you were big and strong, man. Big-ass American.
Well, that's it, yo. But anyway, I got him over. Boom, you know, he took the bump. You know, he was cool. Anyway, they got the ring. So here's the crazy part. I'm like, fuck it, man. I'm at Budokan Hall. It's probably the last time I wrestle in my life. I'm doing the moonsault. You know what I mean? Swear to God, dog.
How'd that go?
I never saw this coming, all right? I ain't done moonsault since 2017, you know what I'm saying? And when I did it, I blew out the top of my foot. It was, the whole entire foot was fucking, toes were black and purple. Like, the whole half of my foot. So he's like,
fuck, I'm going to do it again. After not doing it for fucking 5 years. It right.
Fuck that. I'm like, all I got to do is get over. You know, I'm doing a backward flip off the top rope. I'm 51. I'm fat. You know what I mean? I'm like, all right, man.
Good combo.
I'm at Budokan Hall in Japan, dog. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I start climbing the ropes. You know what I'm saying? I'm holding Pondo's hand for my balance. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. You were climbing the ropes?
Yeah. I'm climbing the ropes all the way to the top.
No, I thought... I'm thinking of when the Undertaker does that thing where he does the
I got to like second rope, like he was on the outside. I grabbed his hand for a minute so I can get my balance on the top rope. I look back and I was like, I'm about to die. Jump, right? I swear my head died. The top of my head landed into his chest. He saved my life, Joey. If he wasn't there, I'd have bounced right on the fucking mat.
I've seen the pictures. There's two pictures.
Why are you still doing this?
I did it. That was it. I ain't ever doing it again. Ever. Never. Never again. I told myself, I'm disrespecting God. You know what I'm saying? Seriously. I'm so fortunate, right? I got my kids, you know what I'm saying? And I'm out here playing gambling with fate. You know what I mean? But it was a childhood dream, and I had to knock it out. You know what I mean?
There's two photos of that shit floating around, like, taken simultaneously. One is him, like, flying kind of angled off the top rope. The other one is him, like, head first, like that.
I barely got over. You know what, though? And then I realized something when I got in the back. I barely got over, but I wasn't hurt. You know what I'm saying? I barely got over. If I would have popped up on my knees and went, ah, like I meant to do it, it would have been the shit.
Like a
backward suicide neck missile or something. Some suicidal backward move. Like, what if the Japanese crowd was like, whoa, he meant to do it, you know what I'm saying?
Then you have to move to Japan.
Oh, another thing.
Right, listen, and then you got to do it next time you wrestle.
Listen, you're a fan, obviously, right, of wrestling.
I'm a big fan.
The other thing that was very fucking cool.
You got the fucking jet.
This is no kidding.
Stone Cold.
Madman Pondo, the guy who brought
us WrestleMania 13. Was that in the Duck Pond?
That was.
That wasn't 13. My bad. I'm thinking.
That was when he fought Bretman.
Bretman.
Brett the Hitman Hart.
Bro.
Bretman is actually my wife's favorite makeup artist. The gay Hawaiian kid.
His last name is Bretman.
His name's Bretman. Bretman rocks. This little Hawaiian kid.
Sweet. This is cool.
Super tangent.
So Madman Pondo over there, by the way, you heard of him? Mm-hmm. He's a celebrity over there. I mean, like, he's got it going on.
So was this a New Japan show?
This is Big Japan.
Okay.
All right. And he's the man over there, especially Necro. Him and Necro Butcher, they're just like revered and shit. Like, they're the main event every night. You know what I'm saying? Right. It, like, all that shit, right? So, they're heels. We're the Gaijins, the Americans, and we're doing, like, an invasion. You know, it's got the posters. It was really dope. They did a whole thing for their TV show or whatever, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I was part of that heel faction, right? And so Pondo and them, they come out, the fans over there, this is not hard to believe, but this is what they told me. Still believe wrestling's real.
I mean, it is very big.
I mean, I'm sure there's many who don't.
But don't they have the internet and they see like everybody in America talking about the, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. But in there, maybe the, if the custom is just different, maybe they're just like, don't believe that bullshit. It's fake over there or something. I don't know.
Over there, Dr. D. David
Salton. But I'll tell you this, and I swear this is the truth. Man, I had an axe. We were called Too Wicked. I had an axe, and he had that weapon, that bat with the thing in it.
Zombie apocalypse.
And that was our thing, right? So when he was wrestling, I'd be banging the axe on the fucking turn buckle thing, ding ding, you know, putting chips in it. And when I would turn around, I go and show the girl and put it to the axe to my neck. Them motherfuckers would back up. Like, it was dope, Joey.
You should actually bum rush their ass.
Remember I strangled Mania when they're running through?
Yeah, it looks like
I would come at them and they would all back up, you know what I mean? And I was like, wow, that's the shit, you know what I mean? They sell it more than anything I've been doing with, in NWA with Billy Corgan and all that, you know what I mean? These motherfuckers are like afraid of you, you know? And it was cool, man. And they were having these crazy death matches, you know? And
those death matches are so crazy.
They were turning it up.
What do they
man.
Fucking do to top what they did back? They used to have exploding rings. What do they do
now? Yeah, the exploding rings.
You know what I'm saying? How do you top that? Are they like even topping that? You know what I saw? This is fucking disgusting, too. Like hypodermic needle matches. I've seen. There's been one in JCW. What do you.
What?
Are they stabbing each other with hypodermic needles?
Oh, yeah, but it's not a hypodermic needle match.
They got them, like, gimmicked out and shit.
Listen, we were watching wrestling. Thank you. We were watching wrestling on Halloween. Yeah. We were doing a commentary, and a dude pulled out a needle, and we were like, too much. Too much. What the fuck?
That's like the AEW show that was, like, last year. One of the dudes is bleeding, and the guy licked his blood up off of his fucking head.
See, that's
and that's why I'm over getting hepatitis and shit.
And that shit was on TNT.
That's just too much.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Yeah, you don't do that, man.
No.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about all the Vince McMahon stuff? It's pretty gnarly.
You know, this is the way I put it, and this is all I could say about it is okay, I it's possible. Right. You know what I'm saying? He's a billionaire. Right. We know billionaires be doing some crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? There's no rules for billionaires, you know? I'm hoping he didn't.
Right.
But if he gets proof that he did, I won't be surprised. You know what I mean? I hope he didn't.
I mean, some of the shit that... It's like, if you found out that Vince McMahon was a fucking sexual deviant, you'd be like, duh.
That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't be surprised.
TV.
Right.
Some of the shit he's done on fucking TV is crazy.
Especially like in the fucking Raw era.
Bro.
Whatever.
I just want to say if it's true, it's very upsetting. You know, because he was one of my top five people.
Period.
Favorite.
Only man ever got nervous meeting.
Yeah, Vince. Both of us.
Only one. Mouth both of just us. Fucking dried out like a fucking dry sponge in a crow's mouth.
We were both relatively speechless. You know what I'm saying? Meeting Vince McMahon. He was so responsible for so much fucking freshness in our life. You know what I'm saying?
He just looks
childhood,
crazy. That
childhood entertainment.
What the fuck is going on with that dyed mustache?
He looks crazy.
He looks like a fucking level 10 wackadoo.
Man, off the record, that woman claiming that shit, you know? There's only that one photo of her?
Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful woman, man.
And then I guess his main homie, he's all turning on Vince McMahon, too.
Brock Lesnar.
No, not Brock Lesnar. What the fuck is this guy?
John Laurinaitis?
Yeah. Talking about Vince made me fuck her.
They aired
Laurinaitis out.
Because he's trying to fucking rat him out before he gets sucked into that shit.
John Laurinaitis is married to the Bella Twins' mom.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a small and wrestling
family. And he was doing some gnarly shit. Did you guys read the text?
Yes.
The texts are crazy.
Yeah, if they're real.
When he said all the guy, I'm in here with all the guys in the truck, and they all want to fuck you at the same time.
Man, wait a minute, man. If they're real, this is all speculation.
Man. We all know they do that shit.
Either way, the texts are funny. They're just funny. Would you read them out loud?
Yes, I've seen them. But
whether or not they're real or fake, it's funny.
Is there? Yes.
Because I could just picture Vince's voice saying that shit. Like, yeah, dude. That's right, honey. I'm going to fill you up with all this cum and watch all these guys fuck you. Yeah. And I'm just reading
it. Like it's almost like a horror story, man.
It is a horror story, almost like one.
I know, but it's almost
especially with that little fucking pencil mustache. It's a straight up horror movie.
Just think.
It's like Vincent Price or something in this bitch.
Just think, like, if you're like, you know what, man, fuck this person, I'm going to take him down. Those texts and shit almost sound like this is a perfect shit to take somebody down.
I feel like
you know what I mean.
I feel like he's so rich though that if it wasn't real, he'd just be able to shut it the fuck down. You know what I'm saying?
But don't it seem like he would say it instead of fucking texting it out? He's not that dumb.
But he's horny.
He gets horny.
Right? Yeah.
When motherfuckers are horny. Bust?
Anyway, he probably did it, man. That sucks.
I'm glad that's where we landed. I mean,
you know, but it does suck, man.
He sold all his shares.
You know, and the whole thing about shitting on her head.
she got shat on. Yeah, I want to know who else was in the room with him when that happened.
No, because
he said there was a gangbang.
Why do you want to know?
I want to know who's staying hard while an old man.
You know
shitting.
Who it was.
Was it Big Brock?
The Giant?
Who the fuck is Big Brock and John Laurinaitis? Who else was being there for that party?
Brock Lesnar's in on it?
Yes. Call him.
What?
Yeah.
Did you see his fucking daughter?
Yeah,
looks like him with a wig.
She looks fucking
like him.
Jacked, bro.
So Brock Lesnar is shitting on these bitches?
I don't know about that.
Man, he's got those protein shits.
This is all speculation.
Shits are the worst.
Oh, you ever smell a fucking wrestler locker room? It's the worst.
Man, that's
in her lawsuit. And that's on a bitch?
It's in her lawsuit. All right, that's all I'm saying. Not Brock, though.
You don't just make shit like that up.
Vince. Brock didn't.
Vince shit on the bitch?
We have a speculating on who else was in the room.
Speculation.
Right? Oh, okay. I thought this
was
facts.
But we know
according to what's being. He's Laurinaitis or whatever.
Is involved.
Is it Vince pooped on her head, man?
All I'm saying is Lucky Andre is not still around in there shitting on bitches.
Let's clarify man. That.
Yeah, if like Andre the Giant, he probably had a shit the size of a fucking horse's dick.
He probably like a fucking elephant shit.
Could just see Vince McMahon like, this is what I see how it happened when he shit on her head. He must know.
He's probably like mad tan with like the super white bikini line.
That's right.
Super
right? Drunk as fuck, right? It's gray dawn. Him, John Laurinaitis, Brock Lesnar, and sources unknown.
Ooh.
Right?
Ooh. What the fuck?
Right? Listen, are in the hotel room banging that poor girl, right? All night and shooting roids. Vince running around. You know, Brock runs through a wall at one point. Fucking out, right? Vince is all drunk, right? Nah, you're gonna fuck him. And she's like, okay, you know.
John Laurinaitis just like, okay. She's like, all right, fuck.
No, this is what's happening, Joey, and the thing. John Laurinaitis is hitting it, spanking that ass or whatever. Vince is like, yeah, you belong to me. You know what? Come here, learn out. Come here, guys. That's how it happened.
Okay, look.
You can imagine the Vince McMahon party and how ill it would be at 6 in the morning.
If he took a shit.
All I'm saying is I've never been a part of nothing. Hand on everything I love, but I've almost been in some fucking weird situations in hotel rooms during our stint in wrestling where I'm just like, what in the fuck is going on in this room? I'm getting the fuck out, man. Don't belong in here? Yeah. Nope, because, nah, man. You don't say it this where it's like, man, man, this ain't cool up in here, man.
Anytime one man or more is naked, I don't belong in the room.
That's a problem.
Dog.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm just saying that I've had to exit a couple hotel rooms. Like, man, this ain't cool, man.
In your guys' early days, was like the groupie shit pretty... I mean, I know it's crazy because you guys have a whole army of human beings out there. But like the juggalettes, if you will.
Well, I want to tell you this. That's what I want to tell you.
Because you guys would
be... In the early days.
Go ahead.
Things were different. Okay?
Well, yeah. Fuck.
Nedden was of abundance. Okay? Pussy. Nedden. You know how we call it, Nedden.
I was like, why are you saying pussy? You just said Nedden.
Nedden of abundance. Pussy of abundance. Okay? In the early days. But as the Juggalo family developed, the Juggalettes became like, oh, we ain't fucking them. You know what I'm saying?
But they're always being
real groupies. Quick. Like, what do you mean group? This ain't groupie shit. It's about family. You know what I'm saying? Don't be a groupie fucking them. Yeah, okay, you nah, you know. And so the that's kind of slowed down a little bit over time, you know?
I mean, your fans are getting older too, right? I mean, you still got young fans becoming.
No, because I'm going to tell you something right now. All right? I have a girlfriend, right? But if I didn't.
See, that probably slowed the groupie shit. I'm married. You know what I'm saying? That's not even in my world no more.
If I didn't, when I only been with my girlfriend like 8 months, you know what I'm saying? When I didn't have a girlfriend, man, I've never been more in pursuit or offered more beautiful, like, you know what I'm saying? Offered more beautiful women in my life. Like, I feel like I've never done better in the dating area type of shit. You know what I mean?
Right now, today.
Yes, right now, today. You know what I'm saying?
But do you date without the paint?
Huh?
Are you dating without the paint?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know, bro.
Yeah, I don't
know. That's not an unreasonable question, because I don't fucking chill at my crib with my wife without paint. I'm always painted up.
Are you?
No.
I might say, I've seen pictures of you guys with no paint.
There's so many pictures of us without paint on. It's the fucking digital age, man.
Would you guys do a paintless album?
No.
Never?
Never.
What about like a side project?
I wouldn't.
No.
Nope.
You know, you never say never. You know what I mean? But
I will say never.
The only thing I really want to do is finish this saga before I die.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so my thoughts when it comes to other shit become less and less. You know what I mean? I'm like, if I'm spending time making music, it's going to be doing this. You know what I'm saying?
On the business side, like, obviously you guys have had one of the more successful independent rap labels for fucking, I don't know, 30 years now? 40 years? How? No, 30. Wait, it's about 30, right?
91.
Yeah, we weren't making money for 30 years, but yeah. we've been established for about 33 years now. No, 34 years.
No, because we started in pretty much 1990. Dog Beats came out in 91, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have, like, developed a whole subgenre of hip-hop. I think all the artists you guys signed.
Yeah. Fuck them though.
No, I'm not even talking about. But I'm talking about like today, like fast forward, like you did a side album. Like last time you were here, you're promoting this the other album you were part of, right?
Yeah.
Are you guys actively?
But that's with three guys.
Well, you guys have had bad experiences with ex artists. But are you guys still trying to sign new artists?
No.
But listen, this is what. But this is what I believe. Okay. Like you take Weezy Mac, right? You know who Weezy Mac is?
Mm-hmm. That's the guy who you did the.
Yeah.
Three-headed monster shit.
Yes.
Right.
Weezy Mac is a beast.
Yeah.
He's dropping a new video every month.
Immaculate grind, you know what I'm saying?
Brother, will you grab me a coffee out of that fridge near you, Gilligan?
He's making money, you know what I'm saying? He's driving new cars. He's taking care of himself. He's signing artists. He's a beast, right? He just had his, an event called.
You just roll it.
He just had a,
fucking A, man.
Very gently. He just had an event called Juggle Ohio in Ohio. It was a 2-day event. That business was sold out.
His second annual one, right?
You know, and he just kills it, right? So, we have no business connection to Weezy.
Mm.
Okay? Like, we don't get paid off his music, you know what I'm saying? But Weezy's music a lot of times appears to a younger audience than ours. You know what I'm saying? And thus brings their attention to our shit.
Right. And we
you know?
Fully embrace him representing the Hatchet Man.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Like we say, you're psychopathic records forever.
Means. Right.
But we're not in the record business no more like that. Me and Joey.
We're in the ICP.
Exactly.
You know what that's you know what we do now. And on top of that, there's just like, there's no heart to start over with somebody from the beginning no more when we got so much that we need to do. You know what I'm saying?
It's just
like, and we don't want to fucking divide our attention between a bunch of motherfuckers. We want to put it all into us.
You know Wacko the Kid?
I've heard the name. I'm not too familiar though. No.
Okay, he's a dude from LA, but he's another dude that I would like to endorse like that. And another dude I would like to endorse like that is Shaggy the Airhead.
Yeah, that's the homie.
These dudes are like doing really good. Like, this is his clothing, you know? Like, his shit is rivaling our shit in the Juggalo world. People, you know, Shabba's in the Juggalo world. I guess it stays in the Juggalo world, but there's people making big money and doing big things, you know what I mean? That's just, that otherwise, I believe, would be known everywhere. You know, you get it? If it wasn't within the Juggalo world.
Yeah, no question.
Like, there's music artists and making a living, like, touring, getting paid, you know. And other artists, you gotta be that big to do that.
And right. Motherfuckers like Shaggy the Airhead, you know what I'm saying? His clothing line, Lazy and Crazy. You know what I'm saying? That could easily crack outside the Juggalo world. You know what I'm saying? And I see Juggalo supporting that, even if it does, because it started Juggalo. You know what I'm saying? And motherfuckers love that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just like, as long as, you know, you don't fucking sell your soul out to, like, some shit. You know what I'm saying? I think Juggalo's always support. If you start Juggalo and remain Juggalo, even if you're selling to a bigger audience outside the Juggalo world, you still get that respect. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy because, like, it's this, like I said, it's almost like you guys built this economy, this universe of fans for other artists to live and thrive in. Because without that, if you remove your guys', you know.
Yeah, and it's a weird thing, this bubble. Because
it's this bubble, but it's very much like you guys created this. It's your universe. It's
we
an
could
economy.
Dip out, and that shit will
it's
still never, continue.
It's exactly.
Yes,
it's become it's, bigger than you guys.
It's a strange though thing. 100%. It's a strange bubble though, you know, because if you do get in that bubble, and you're like Ouija Mac, right? And you're fucking selling music and merchandise, and you're making all this big money, and the numbers you're drawing on tour, right? Like I said, you would be known. In hip-hop, you would be known everywhere. You'd be on these podcasts. You get what I'm saying? Everywhere. But when you're in this Juggalo world, it's in a bubble. You get what I'm saying?
Motherfuckers don't want to
share.
There's
not a Juggalo alive that don't know who Ouija Mac is. You get what I'm saying? Right. But outside of that, it's the bubble. So it's a blessing and a curse sometimes.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's more of a smaller pond to blow up in. Think about it, right?
I don't need to. It makes sense.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So do you guys...
But in that pond is your only thing of water, though. You get what I'm saying?
For sure.
To blow up out of there hasn't really happened, except for Tech N9ne.
That's actually true.
But there's secrets to Tech N9ne's mainstream success. Even though...
And Jelly Roll.
Yeah, Jelly... But, like, with Tech N9ne, like, Tech N9ne, what
Jelly
he'll do...
Jelly opened up for you guys, like, what? 5-6 years ago?
Yeah, we toured. Like, we used to play together.
That's the homie,
times.
Man.
We did
that's
music
my brother.
Together.
I love you. That's my brother.
But like what Tech N9ne will do, just like to bring himself back down to Juggalo, he'll use Juggalo slang that mainstream motherfuckers don't know is Juggalo slang, like, but that can be identified by Juggalos. So that way he gets the bet. You know what I'm saying? He can do shit like in the mainstream shits, radio and all that. You know what I'm saying? And just... code it, you know what I'm saying? And that way he don't get like whatever the fuck that Juggalo stain mainstream has, you know, the Juggalo disdain or whatever the fuck it is. You
it's
know what
thing,
I'm saying?
Dude.
Yeah, I know. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, by just keeping it slang and all that shit, he don't get that backlash for Juggalo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense. Because like whatever you guys like you guys know Juggalos on a real close level. But that you guys are fully aware of like the stereotypes of Juggalos.
Of course.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
So it's like It's kind of like it's,
times are changing though, bro.
No, but it's funny, dude, because like to see like a shit like the Workaholics episode where they went to the gathering.
Yeah,
like there's like these.
It's dope.
Like you know, you're like people are paying homage to what you guys have done because it's kind of been like a part of pop culture, especially in the '90s. I just remember y'all all over Spencer's and fucking Hot Topic,
yes,
dude.
Sir.
Like I don't remember anybody having merch before y'all. I'm to be honest,
yeah.
At the mall, man, I don't remember other rappers' shirts anywhere.
We used to crush it at what's it called?
Hot and Topic. You guys had the Hot fucking Topic. Jerseys.
We used to be so down with Hot Topics, right? We did a concert for them in their fucking warehouse.
Their headquarters. Yeah.
Oh shit!
Without Fagel, we used confetti.
That kind of release. Oh, yeah. We performed for their employees.
Just like their corporate headquarters.
Just because you guys sell
we
so much.
Fucking killing it.
It
together,
was like 50
you know?
People.
And all of a sudden, crazy. 2011 came when that gang list came out. You know what I mean? The Hot Topics was like...
They're like...
Oh,
Wow. Yeah, they want shit to do with us.
I feel like if with all the guys who wear the shit, like we talked about Drake, Post Malone's worn it. Like, I feel like the merch is...
Stop!
Collaborate and listen. What? I had to say it. Come on, man. You can't just say stop.
Remember our conversation?
Mm-hmm.
You got to talk in your mic, guy.
We just did...
He don't listen.
We just... We just remember our conversation about Drake.
Yeah,
wondering if we what he wore and everything. We just stood at him 22.
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker pulls out a quote from Drake.
Yeah,
how are you not tripping on that?
Because I
just
I don't
stop know. And think about it.
I
man.
Am.
That's
I,
like
I've
the biggest rapper
it.
In the fucking
I
world.
I understand that. I understand, and I know that. Yes.
And he was like, yeah, we're just inquiring about you wearing an ICP jersey. You know what I mean? What was the thing for that, you know? Huh?
That
yeah.
Doesn't concern you.
I thought somebody said liar.
Remember you told him to shut the fuck up?
Fucking liar.
Bro. So what did he say?
Telling you right now, I'm breaking the news. This motherfucker was like... What'd he say, Joey?
He said that his boy's mom used to fucking like bump our shit, like us and Slipknot, and that he
like him and his nephew.
That sounds about right.
Some shit, and then fucking Halls of Illusions is fire. And I think that there was like one
and
I don't know.
A couple others. Yeah. And he was or? Like, yep. And he said they fucking built a merchandise empire, you know what I'm saying?
He was giving up fucking
giving up mad props.
Yeah. Wow.
Big and time. It's yeah. like and I'm like, so that's why he wore the jersey?
But you guys gotta be trying to get that hot.
Dog, I filled with fucking
back.
Chills. I got chills again.
Get some of that Drake money.
It. We just learned this. Good. Drake said that about us.
That's fucking sick.
Man, I'm gonna quote that and put it on a fucking Sunset Boulevard billboard.
Not a bad idea.
You know what I'm saying?
There's been seriously, worse. There's
Drake.
Been worse money spent.
Think about it. We could. What if we just did a massive thing? Just took that quote.
It's just riding Drake's ass.
Yeah,
Drake loves
it
us.
Attention, woo!
It'll be the fucking the quote. It'll just be the backdrop of the next gathering.
We talked
everyone
about
just put,
no the next gathering whole theme.
Yeah,
it'll
Drake,
be that
everybody
Drake theme.
Man, I can't believe that, and I'm so fucking happy. You know,
it's yeah, of course. You know what I'm saying? That's awesome. You know what I'm saying? There's no question.
That's fucking sick.
That shit, man. You're just wondering.
You know, for me, it feels nice. It feels
what
nice being.
What do to get it first?
It feels nice being recognized on that level. You know what I'm saying? It's dope. You know, it really is.
Man,
but in my head, I'm like, we've been putting in work fucking 30 plus years in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? So, you know it.
Recognize us cool with shit. A hot 16 from Drake.
Right.
Come on, man. It's time.
Yo, when you were here, we talked a bit about the Eminem thing, about the Eminem beef, which is old, and you guys have talked about it a million times. I had never... why did you... You kicked Fred Durst on stage.
I just was talking about this.
So what happened?
I didn't really kick him, man.
Oh, well, what...
If I'd have kicked him, he'd have fucking been in the 10th row.
So what happened? What's the beef
I
there?
Was fucked up.
Okay.
Okay, that's number one. So right there, it's like, oh, all right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it was this big thing where I was in the crowd. You know, we played the same festival earlier.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And we were done. And so I took all my credentials off or whatever and just went out there just to check this shit out. You know what I'm saying? I was with some of the homies. And then there was a bunch of other, like, college kids or whatever the fuck trying to get on the... It was outside amphitheater, so there was like a pavilion, you know what I'm saying? So they were trying to get down on the floor in the pavilion area, these kids, we were watching their tactic. They kept trying to walk down there getting kicked out. So we were just like, yo, fucking old school style. We'll just surround them and we'll all just bum rush it one time and get them on the floor, and then we'll probably get kicked out, but at least they'll get in. Backfired. We all got in. You know what I'm saying? They didn't kick nobody out. So then fucking, you know, just out the side of my fucking neck, I was just like, yo, fuck that. So, somehow we make up the stage. I'll dropkick his ass. You know what I'm saying? Just talking shit. Not even meaning it. You know what I'm saying? And then somehow or another, we just kept moving and we got up by the front of the stage, like by the pit and all that shit. And then just out the blue, he was like, yo, all these people, go grab them, get them on stage. And I happen to be one of those motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm on the side of the stage with a bunch of fans. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, everybody's like, what you gonna do? You gonna do it? You gonna do it? You know, I'm like, And I'm trying to not do it, you know, but I don't want to look like a bitch because I said I was going to do it. You know what I'm saying? And I fucking love Fred Durst. Love Limp Bizkit. You know what I'm saying?
So you guys didn't have no problems prior to that?
Absolutely not. He's on our records. No, absolutely not. You know what I'm saying? It's just I didn't want to look like a punk, you know, because I had said some shit and I was drunk. You know what I'm saying? Oh. And then so I'm just like trying to put it off. I'm like, all right, well, look, if he comes over all the way over here on this side of the stage and turns this way, it's going down. You know what I'm saying? Thinking that's never going to happen. Walks over and the fucking looks this way. I'm like, God damn it. Now I got to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Did you guys ever talk after that?
Yeah. Well, he had a conversation with him, but we threw people. I've like apologized like crazy and he's accepted the apology. You know what I'm saying? And I'll say it one last time that, you know, I violated their stage space. That's not acceptable. You know what I'm saying? I understand that. And I was a piece of shit for doing that. You know what I'm saying? But it happened. You know what I'm saying? There's no taking it back. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And I've apologized to them, his whole crew. You know what I'm saying? Not just him. To everybody that was working that stage. Even his fucking roadies and shit. Right, you know what I'm saying? It's like that. Because if somebody did it on our stage, we'd beat him fucking senseless. You know?
Like a month ago on text, I said, it's rock and roll history now. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, he obviously didn't mean to hit you.
But like I said, I went up there and I did like a work kick, wrestling drop kick. And like I always say, you know, he didn't even see it coming or nothing, so he wasn't selling it. You know what I'm saying? In order to make that good, the other motherfuckers got to sell it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so he didn't sell it. But like I had the open door right there. If I really wanted to drop kick him for real and cause damage, he'd have been fucked up. You know what I'm saying? But that wasn't my intention. My intention was to throw a wrestling drop kick because I was drunk.
You're like, I got to do it. So if I'm going to do it.
That's not the drunkest shit ever. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get this motherfucker a wrestling drop kick.
Have you guys, you know, like we talked earlier about a gift and a curse. There's got to be a gift and a curse to having such extremely dedicated fans. Has it ever gotten in the way of like, people finding out where you guys live?
Yeah, of course, man.
Stalkers.
That used to be a lot bigger problem when I used to live closer to the city. You know what I'm saying? I live way the fuck out now, so it doesn't. But my wife has said when I've been gone, she saw like people in the backyard and shit before. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck.
So you know that's always on like some alert shit. But I mean, it's nothing like it used to be. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't live in a gated community or no shit like that. You know, just nice little fucking area. You know.
Was there like a? Did you guys ever have to get like any fucking restraining orders on any fans?
No, man.
Did they ever get to that point?
No. I live in a little town called Milford, right? And everybody knows who.
That's the cool thing too. When you live in a small area like that, like I'm part of a fucking community now where I live at.
That's right.
I don't even know what the fuck that is. But you know what I'm saying? My kids go to school there. All the parents know what the fuck my deal is. Fucking everybody in my area that lives knows. It's like the community protects you.
That's dope.
So why do you think
right.
like Police Dave Chappelle too, lives in a little city in Akron,
like the cops
you know?
Got your back.
It's you know big time. So like the community looks out. So if a motherfucker comes through around where I live looking for me, like asking questions, motherfuckers be like, get the fuck out of here, you know?
Jeez. So is there going to be, are you guys going to fucking, you guys still do the Faygo thing, right?
Of course.
It's just crazy to me they don't give you guys some fucking.
It's crazy to us too.
Right? It's crazy to everybody.
Fucking
nobody the but the motherfucker Faygo. At Faygo.
Let's
understands
look at
it.
This for a second. All right, hold on. 33 years of what? How many Tulas have we bought and blessed the crowd with? And you know, many of them caught that shit on their tongue. Was like, well, damn, I love that shit. I'm getting some.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie. I know it's a thing in the Midwest.
It used to be a thing just in Detroit.
But I would not ever have known what Faygo was growing up in Phoenix, Arizona, if it weren't for you guys. I thought it was your guys' soda.
Should have been.
I just was like, oh, these
but
got
we get
soda.
No discount. We get nothing.
John Faygo.
Yeah, he's like
hating on us.
Yeah, he's like, fuck those
no
guys.
Discount?
Absolutely not.
Man.
That's why I say, like, we probably get a discount because we buy such large bulk amounts.
Right, but that's not like specific
but
to you.
But so does Costco. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We don't get any special fucking, any special
these
fucking
motherfuckers need to wake up, look, and put a hatchet man on the fucking corner of the bottle. That's
them
it.
Shits
let me
would
tell
sell
you
like crazy, man.
Nobody that don't know what that is going to give a fuck. That's on the bottle, right? But all the Juggalo collectors and shit will be like, oh, hell yeah, the Faygo for that. You know what I'm saying? Buying it in bundles. You could only win It's not like the regular family consuming fans are going to be like, oh, what the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? I ain't drinking that shit no more. You know what I'm saying? It can only help them. But they're fucking being dumb and they're not. They don't want to acknowledge the help this band has fucking done for them in spreading their name.
Or at least give you guys a flavor.
Something. Exactly. Do something like that. That would be even the best.
Just one flavor. And you know, you can be limited. You
know, the crazy part is we've had this discussion with so many people over the years. Hasn't changed shit.
Nothing changed.
You know what I'm saying? Still that motherfucker don't like us,
damn.
You know?
He's
just straight with the Faygo money he's getting. He's like, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. I don't need. I think that the official thing is we make a family beverage for family consumption.
Not meant to be thrown on the
crowd. We got family beverage for family consumption. Like, well, we're consuming the fuck out of it, man. Just through our skin.
And some of the flavors, like, it's like the best. I'm sure if you sip lean, you want fucking Faygo. Because they got
a blueberry Faygo fucking song. You know what I'm saying?
Blueberry Faygo.
What the fuck is that?
I forgot about that. Lil Mosey.
Yeah. Man, they got some dope flavors though, man. Like cotton candy.
They just came out with the fucking, what's it called? Faygo Dreamin'. It's like orange creamsicle shits.
Yeah, and then they got the fucking one that's that they did a contest for. Arctic Pop Faygo. Yeah. That shit
Arctic
is a
Sun?
Dope. What a good idea for a pop, man. That's a good ass fucking Faygo right there.
Well, look. You see,
but they need to start paying some fucking money around here,
or at least throwing us some free shit. Support the fucking tour, man. we don't make money on tour because we gotta pay for the fucking Faygo. It costs that much. We use that much.
Oh shit!
I mean, we do nowadays because we're starting to do it smarter. You
I
know
don't
what
think
saying?
It was a fucking leather fucking jacket with Faygo and what do they call them? Zirconian cubics in the back or whatever.
Swarovski boys.
Swarovski.
Swarovski crystals in the back. The fuck's going on? Something.
So
been ignoring us.
The juggler.
Maybe a fucking charm. You know what I'm saying?
Like a chain would be nice.
A iced out pendant or something. A fake pendant.
What if we start hating on them?
Right.
What if, yeah, because what's the, I mean, then you would just
What
have,
if we boycotted their ass?
Exactly.
Start your own soda company.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, psychopathic soda.
Just put an extra A in it.
Right.
Faygo.
Be like, better Faygo.
Better Faygo. Jesus. Is there going to be a bigger tour? I know the Juggalo Weekend's happening, but is there?
Yes, there will be a tour going down. ICP tour will be going down. Not like right now, but it's got to get to build the momentum, you know what I'm saying? But we will be back up with a big, like, farewell boy, you know what I'm saying? But that's going to go on for a while. And just because if and when that ends, you know what I'm saying, we're still going to be doing shows. We're not, like, retiring from the stage or nothing stupid
not retiring from the
ever,
stage at
you know
all,
what I'm saying?
You know?
We'll probably die on stage.
We're talking about getting in the bus.
Right, doing four or five shows a week.
And going out for a month. You know what I mean? Or two, covering the United States, right? And then, you know, all
taking
of
a break.
And flying to Australia.
And then
flying
we're gonna,
to Europe.
Then we're
going to
go to Australia, right? And do basically the same thing, but differently. Then Canada, right? Then Europe. Then we're done. Like, that's like the farewell tour, you know what I mean? As far as touring like that. Grinding, you know? We've been doing that shit forever.
Right. There's no need to grind like that no more, you know?
All we want to do is like fun festivals. Like we love playing festivals
and spot shows all over America. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you guys are doing like these. I've seen you guys do some of these. Like, there's some pretty dope fucking like metal fucking festivals now.
That's what I'm saying. We love that shit because
we just got the one we were supposed to do. The last one got rained out. What is that one in the Smoky Mountains or whatever the fuck?
Oh, Blue Ridge. But we did that one
Blue
in
Ridge.
Chicago.
Yeah, the Riot Fest. That was cool as shit.
Yeah, man. Like the thing is, you know, playing those festivals like that, we're so in our own world, you know what I'm saying? We only play for our own fans all the time, which is great.
Right.
Which is
but
great.
It's cool to go do that because you're
cool.
Playing for everybody.
It's cool
fans.
People out there seeing it for the first time.
And going ape
shit. You know?
Right, yeah, it's dope.
And it's fun to play.
Or just, like, that's, like, a safe environment for
will
people
you guys
that aren't juggalos.
Spray soda on a crowd that's not your crowd?
Of course.
That fuck yeah.
Okay. Fuck yeah, I love doing that
shit.
Like,
and if it's
and the motherfuckers love getting it done to them because they ain't never no shit.
If I'm like going to see like Korn or like fucking Disturbed or something and I'm like, fuck. I'm sticky now the rest of the night.
I seen after we did Riot Fest in Chicago, shit, man, there must have been
yeah, it was
15,000 people there.
Crazy.
After we did that show, I've seen in the paper and everything, it was like top ten voted best bands from Riot Fest. You know what I'm saying? Number one, Foo Fighters. You know, number two, I can't remember somebody.
Corey
fresh.
Feldman.
Huh? No, not Corey Feldman. Number three, us.
Yeah, dope. I seen that. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was like,
man, this chair is like poking me right in the balls. Bro, it's got like a lump in it.
Bro, I just heard that. I think a button got hit in that or something.
Oh, somebody else's balls were getting fucked with in this chair?
That Mexican OT's nuts were pinched.
Yeah, it's like there's a bump right in the middle that pushes right up on your nutsack.
And then we got to get a new chair.
This right here, this piece. I've been trying to perpetrate this whole time, man. I can't do it no more.
This thing's rubbing on my knuckles, man. Shit. Well, shit, man. I appreciate y'all coming through. I know you guys are busy, and you guys, I know you fucking are in town for a limited time.
That's right. True. Limited only, brother.
Limited only.
So out to San Antonio, Texas for Juggalo weekend, Friday morning.
San Antone at the Alamo?
No. It's at the fucking Boeing Center, man.
Oh. Hey, isn't Ozzy Osbourne?
It's right down the street from the, yeah, he peed on it or whatever back in the day.
Pissed on the Alamo, right?
I think he's allowed back there finally, though. Oh. That was like in the 60s or some shit. Back when he was biting chickens or whatever he was doing.
He was saying Clown Posse about the shit on it.
That's right. I'm about to shit in the bathroom there.
Nice.
Hopefully on the Alamo!
There it is. Insane Clown Posse. I appreciate y'all, fellas.
Yeah!
Whoop, whoop!
Whoop, whoop!
Every family has an origin story. One passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.